Now. Real people. Real opinions. Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
4 road deaths in 4 consecutive days. The carnage on our roads has reached a point where it's difficult to keep account of how many people have been killed and how many people have been seriously injured. And I sometimes think that we're becoming almost disaffected by the sadness and the tragedy of what's going on. 69 deaths since the 1st of January. That's 115 days, 69 deaths. It's almost 2 deaths per day. And the deaths of 4 more people on the roads in the last 4 days have sparked calls for tougher sanctions to bring back what they're calling the fear of penalty points. Basically, a lot of people are driving around now and they don't care whether they get penalty points or not. They don't care if they get 12 penalty points. They don't care if they get put off the road because a lot of them will just keep on driving. And unfortunately, the Gardaí don't have the resources or the numbers. Or let's face it, the road laws need to be overhauled because people, a lot of people are just laughing at them. Now, it appears that no amount of television advertising broadcast in the hope that drivers might slow down, get off their phones, have some respect for other motorists, just cop on and remember you're not the only one on the road type message. None of that is helping to curb the carnage on Irish roads. And the latest reports are now saying that these huge colourful screens that sit in the middle of the dashboard in these beautiful SUVs that are on the road these days are a major distraction. Some of the critics even saying that they're as bad as using your phone while driving. Because effectively, if you're driving and you've got one of these very elaborate, very high-tech screens, colour screens in front of you, you're looking at it as though you're looking at a laptop and you're driving on a public road. So what can we do? Can anything be done? Not so much about the screens, they're there forever, but about the road, about the killings, about the seriously injured people who are left with life-changing injuries as a result of avoidable car crashes. We'll come back to that in a couple of minutes. I've got to take a break, but if you'd like to give us a shout tonight, 087-188-0008. And I'd particularly like to hear from you if you have been involved in a road traffic accident. And put it this way, it has changed your life, because that seems to be one of those statistics that's on the rise and very, very steeply. But we're talking about the rules of the road, the fact that no one seems to give them much heed or much attention these days. And while some people do abide by them, a lot of people abide by them, it can be quite terrifying to watch what's going on around you. You're trying to abide by the rules of the road, but the people around you don't seem to want to. 3 motorcyclists have been killed in separate crashes in Cork in the last 4 days. A cyclist killed in Dublin yesterday. So far in 2024, 68 people have died on the roads, 17 more than the same period in 2023. And yesterday, a motorcyclist in his 40s killed after colliding with a truck near Ballydesmond in Cork, while a cyclist in her 20s was killed following a collision with a van in Dunleary in Dublin. Now, Carol is on the line. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Do you know something? This is one of these situations where I think with all the talk about, you know, immigration and, you know, the lack of housing and the whole road traffic thing seems to have taken a sort of a backstage stand. It doesn't seem to cross most people's minds anymore until we see these awful statistics and these awful road deaths, like particularly 4 road deaths in 4 days in a row. What's happening, do you think?
I think it's starting to feel kind of like, I don't know, school shootings in America. In that sense, it's becoming so commonplace.
Yeah.
We're becoming so used to it. We're becoming a bit desensitized. I was talking to my daughter about it, because the question I was asked by your researcher there was, you know, are young drivers more reckless, and that sort of, that felt a bit unfair to me. So I was asking my daughter about it, and she talked about kind of how it's a bit more like, you know, people being on their phones. Yes, I think that generation are more on their phones more. But she also noticed, like, it's more males being on their phones. Like, she noticed some of the dads that are doing the school runs and stuff are on the phones more commonly than the mums. So we looked up data, And we saw that, you know, the highest level of collisions is actually male under 30, whereas the lowest statistic for our collisions are female over 50. Mm. And I know, you know, we live down south in a touristy town and we see, you know, the young guys and the sun is out and there's young fellas driving cars around town and they're driving really fast and really recklessly and they have the top off and they're shouting at each other and they have the music up high and they're just not focused and not concentrated. So I really do think that male under 30 is a particular one that we need to kind of access and get the message to and educate. And I think they're a very, very hard group to reach and to penetrate and kind of get the message through. So I think that would be my worry, that we're actually kind of like the school shootings in the US, we're just going to actually see this increase. Mm. And it makes me scared because I'm a mum, I have young kids, I drive my toddler to creche every day, and regardless of how safe I am on the road, it's probably going to be somebody else that's going to cause something and cause an accident, and God forbid something would happen to us, you know.
But you're not going to crack that group. Like I don't see how you can. I mean, the money that the Road Safety Authority pays to make these ads on television, that demographic, that group of drivers, the under 30 males, they don't watch television.
Not at all. They're not influenced by it. They're not interested in it. So we have to come up with a different way, because I think that's an incredibly difficult group to get through to and to influence. So it has to be, I don't know what the answer is, but there's going to have to be something different, because that, like, you can see that the data is there. Statistically, that's the highest level of road collisions, that group, male under 30. Like, that's, if you look it up, that's the group that have the highest level of road collision reports. So it's really, I think that's the group you have to target. And I don't know, I'd love to see technology in cars where you can't actually use your phone, like your phone is disabled while you're driving. Mm. I think that the phone companies and technology, you know, makers have a responsibility for that, but I don't think that's going to come anytime soon. But there's going to have to be something different done, or this is just going to keep being really more commonplace. And it's dreadful, like hearing the statistics you said there about the girl being killed on her bike. I lived in Germany for years and I biked everywhere, but it was super safe. There was, you know, we had paths everywhere. I never felt, but in Ireland, I would never cycle to work. I would never get on a bike in this country.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned Germany, because what I did before we came on air tonight, I checked out the likes of regulations and fines on the Autobahn, which is probably the most famous motorway in Europe. Germany is one of the countries where, in principle, there's no speed limit on the motorway. For vehicles up to 3.5 tons of permissible total weight. So that would be basically your average domestic car and an SUV. Now, the only thing about that is that the big problem they have there is with the heavy goods vehicles, the big, you know, the Artics and the Rigids and that. But they have, what I was very interested in was the fine structure. Okay, so if you, say for example, you have a specific speed limit in an area, a restricted speed limit. So they have this climbing grade, this kind of ascending grade of fines. So say, for example, you have a 60 kilometre per hour speed limit in this area. If you go 25 kilometres per hour above that, you're fined 180 euros and you're given one penalty point. Now, if you go 51 to 60 kilometres per hour, which, let's face it, is only about 40 miles an hour more than the speed limit, it's a 600 euro fine, 2 penalty points and a 2-month driving ban. So you're taken off the road, you have 2 penalty points and 600 euros, and you've got to get to a police station and pay that within 48 hours. And they can actually, they can also go for prison sentences if you're a recidivist. In other words, if you're a repeat offender.
I did see something in the news today. There was something listed on the RTE news there about they wanted to repeat offenders, the people who excessively break the speed limit, that they wanted to increase the fines or whatever kind of rules around that as well in Ireland.
But Carol, they laugh at the fines. You know, and then if you don't pay the fine, you get a court summons, and the summons is usually for, you know, a couple of months' time, 3 months' time. Okay, you've got 3 months to pay the fine, and then you're back.
Yeah, and it was I remember the last time we talked about this topic as well. It was about uninsured drivers, and it's the same demographic. Mm. So the under 30s male are the most typically the ones that are not insured. as well.
Okay, Carol, stay where you are. Sean, good evening to you.
Hi, Dylan. Here's the thing. Gareth, I want to say, I will say this, Gareth.
Yeah.
You know, we should be bringing in the driving into schools, Gareth. And you know, they do it in America. Why shouldn't we do it here? You know, I think it's a great idea. Just, you know, for an extra curricular activity to, you know, to do it in America. Why not here?
Yeah, but Sean, they have respect for the police in America. The police are armed, and you don't mess with the police, because if you do, you'll be lucky if you get to be locked up in a cell. Here, they have no respect and no regard for the Gardaí.
I don't think that's a genuine, argument. You know,
The curriculum is there's no car driving lessons given in schools. It's not on the curriculum, and the curriculum is
it should be.
We're talking about a demographic here that male under 30, they're the big offenders here. Okay, they're the repeat offenders, as Carol was saying. So you can't target them with fines. There's no point putting ads on television because they don't watch television. You know, if you're going to put ads anywhere, put them on TikTok. But they don't want to know about the ads. Very few people who can afford to drive under the age of 30 and insure themselves in cars. Yeah. There are a lot of them who do respect the rules of the road, but there are that fraction, that portion of people under the age of 30 who don't care.
But the fact of the matter is, Gareth, no matter what your last caller said or what you say, people have to learn how to drive. You know, I'm a member of the RSA, and the fact of the matter is, no matter what happens, you know, here's the thing, Gareth. Can I just bring you back to about 3 months ago? We were driving. I'll say it to you anyway. We were out on break, and bang, straight into the front of my car. Couldn't believe it. Get out of the car. This guy, like, he tried to run. I grabbed a hold of him. And do you know what? You know, he's not saying about, you know, this, that, you're... He was a fucking guy. Grabbed him anyway. The guards came. The guards put him into the back of the van and all that. But, we got sorted. But now, what I'm going to say to you is, Gareth, a lot of people coming into this country now, they're driving cars, and I don't know what's going on.
Well, see, there's a big issue there that's worth pointing out, and not many people talk about this, but a lot of the foreigners who are coming into here, into the country, if they're driving at home, they're driving on the right side of the road. A lot of people who have accidents here who are foreign drivers are driving on the wrong side of the road. And you know, that's another situation that has to be addressed.
Oh, without. And there's a big problem, Gareth.
Yeah, Sean, and stay where you are, Sean. Yeah. I want to bring Michael in. Michael, hello, good evening to you.
How you doing, Gareth? How's things?
Things are good. What do you think, Michael? I take you drive for a living, do you?
I do indeed, yeah. I do indeed. I do about 4,000 kilometres a week.
Wow, so you've seen it all?
I've seen so much ridiculous things. Just listen to your callers there. You're on about the Gardaí, you're on about the RSA, you're on about things like that. One thing that no one mentioned is insurance companies.
Michael, are you on a hands-free set there?
Sorry, yeah, I am. Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, if you can just... If it's safe enough to talk into the phone, we'll be able to hear you more clearly.
Yeah, no, sorry about that, guys.
Not at all. You're okay.
Nobody's mentioned insurance companies.
Yeah. Like,
There is a problem with people 20, anyone that gets a license, right, 16, 17, 18, whatever it is, that point up the age 25, 30, they have no experience, right, and I was one of them drivers, no more than yourself and your other cars. The insurance companies have to take responsibility there as well. Here's a mad idea that I was missing. Right, anyone under the age 25, charge them 1,000 euros a year of insurance, right?
Yeah.
But in one of the speed boxes into their cars. Mandatory. Okay? If they break the speed limit, Right. You jump their car, you jump their car insurance from 1,000 to 5,000. Then break it again, you jump it to 7,000 or 8,000. The only way you're going to educate people is by hitting them in the pocket.
But Michael, why not just
It's not fair hitting everybody if ordered idiots are messing around. Do you get what I'm saying, Michael?
I understand what you're saying, but
it's not fair hitting everybody,
Sean,
Michael.
Sean, hang on, let Michael finish there. Thanks.
It's a level playing ground. Like, I don't know many I have my own family there that are driving, and like, I can't say they're experienced drivers. You know, Everyone's going to act like it at that age. Like your callers were saying there, they're blaring jungle music there, they're going around the tops off, trying to impress the little ladies on the sides of the road. You know, that's not driving. That's just acting the maggot.
Yeah, but Michael, my point is, Michael, see when I was starting off, Michael, I didn't do that, okay? So let's put this into perspective, Michael. Even though there's people doing that, Michael, I didn't do that. So why in my class of when I was that age, should be put into that class? You get what I'm saying, Michael? Like, we're all trying to get by here, Michael. So when I was that age, I was a good guy, as I would say, you know, and I did, Michael, you know, I done the whole few years, and, you know, I done it behind my parents there, I was named driver, then I got my own policy on my own, Michael, as we all did, you know, and then, and only then, we gained insurance, and I done that with my kids, Michael. My kids are good kids, they don't deserve what's happening today, Michael, if you get me, so... I'm going to give you a prime example, Michael, and Gareth. Mm-hmm. So, my son, at the moment, he's a novice driver, okay?
Right. Okay.
He doesn't mess. He hasn't messed. He hasn't done anybody any wrong. He's only going to and from work. And do you know what happened to him the other day? Now, this really pisses me off, guys.
Mm-hmm.
He never done anything wrong on anyone. He's only going to and from work. I had to go down and get the car out of the towns, and you know, because the guards took it off him because there wasn't a full license drive over him. Now, that really pissed me off, guys, because the fact of the matter is, he's not doing anybody any harm. He wasn't speeding, he wasn't out with his friends and acting the idiot or this, that, you know. He only uses his car to and from work. So, how is this gonna work, guys? Literally, how is this gonna work that he's on a novice license? I can't be with him all the time, guys. I really can't. You know, do you get what I'm saying?
Well,
I do indeed. I think you're missing the point. Sorry, I forget your name.
Sean.
Sorry, Sean. I beg your pardon. No, Sean, I think you're missing the point. Like I said, give everyone the insurance of 1,000 euros. And the likes of your son there, or the likes of my son, or Gareth's son, they're the boy, the kid star. Get into the car, they're going from point A, point B, they're having respect on the road, they're not messing with the maggots. But it's the people that are in the cars, that are acting the maggots, that are a mess. They're the ones, like, with the likes of that team for the insurance company. The insurance companies can nail them particular people. Not like your son, Sean, or my son, or Garrett's son, or whoever's son that is having respect on the road.
But they're getting nailed. You get what I'm saying?
No. Yeah. No, you're getting me wrong. You nailed the particular person that's asking the maggot. And the only way, like, the Gardaí can't be everywhere. The only way you can do that, like, you have apps there for every single thing on this earth now at the moment. You know,
but you know what happened, though? I hired a truck to get the car, because I wasn't around. I hired a recovery truck to get his car out, because, you know, obviously it would have been in the town too long, you know. And he had to get his mom down. You know, it was just crazy carry on. You know,
you
get what I'm saying here? Like, it shouldn't be the fact. Like,
but Sean,
like,
Sean,
he's on
Sean,
a novice license.
Yeah, he's on a novice license, and obviously some guard who was on, you know, the beat or walking or driving behind him or whatever noticed he had the N sign on the car, and he was in the car on his own. So it's a kind of a prime picking, you know, like some people would say it's an easy target, but they're the laws.
But Gareth, the fact of the matter is, Gareth,
mm-hmm.
and I want to say this to you.
You know, we've all been there, Garda. We all have to be learners, Garda. And we all, like, novice drivers now, like, he's nearly there, Garda. There's no need. You know, even, you know, I was so frustrated about this. And I know it's the law, Garda. I get that. But we're all learners, Garda. Where do we learn? How do we learn, Garda? How do we learn, if you get what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
So we can't be on our... We can't be with everybody, Garda. You know, I can't be with my son all the time, Garda, if you get what I'm saying.
I do.
I couldn't be. I couldn't physically be because it would be impossible, if you get what I'm saying, Garda.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wouldn't be. It couldn't be. And his mommy can't be with him all the time, too. So we got to let them, you know, we got to let them out now and again, Garda, if you get what I'm saying.
I agree with you. I taught myself how to drive. I used to drive up and down the road outside the houses, and my dad never knew until he came home and he found that the car was parked the wrong way round.
Well, here's the thing, Garda. My dad told me how to drive. And you know what he told me to drive? Or taught me how to drive? It was Dottie Mount Strand. I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
Dottie Mount Strand. And you know what? I picked it up from there, and you know, I got, you know, it was great crack, you know, back then. I was only a young fella. Mm. And you know, and then it got serious, and again, he got me driving lessons, and you know, and what have you, and what's up. And I've done the same thing for my kids. My kids are good drivers.
Mm.
They are good drivers, and they're still here to tell the tale. They're not out drinking, they're not out snorting the coke or whatever the fuck's going on out there now, because it's a different driving category now, what's going on, to what's absolutely happening out there.
Well,
like, this is the reality.
That's the point that we're making, that the problem is that it's a lot different to when you and I were learning how to drive in Dollymount Street.
Oh, absolutely.
And
that's right.
That's why they put all the bollards up. Actually, it wasn't for driving lessons. It was for something else, the old cars going down there late at night. But on the other hand, you know, we're in a completely different world now. Back then, there were no dual carriageways. There were no motorways. And the problem with the motorways is that most people who are learning how to drive at the moment don't know how to drive on dual carriageways or motorways.
But the fact of the matter is, see, you know it, Carlos, the N50.
Mm.
Motorways, Jesus Christ. Look, there's three lanes up there, four lanes of it. What is going on there? Like, every day of the week.
Mm.
Every day. M50 is locked, lane 2, lane 3, don't go between sections, J7, J8, yeah, major crash. And you know what the gas part about it is? You know, you just can't understand it, you know what I mean? Like, it's a motorway, everybody's opposed to go in their lane, you know, you couldn't ride it, you know. See this country, guys, I'm going to say it to you now, this country. It's fact. You know, with drivers. I think
education has to come across there, you know. Yeah, you have to educate the younger people, like you were saying, right? You have to educate them. You have to educate the older, the more mature motorists that are on the road, but you also have to educate the Gardaí. Now, I'll give you an example. I got caught behind the lad one particular night. He was doing 63 kilometres an hour in a 100 kilometre zone, and he was riding the white line. Now, there's nothing I can do about it. It was a bad twisty road. I couldn't pass him. I wasn't taking the chance to pass.
Mm.
We came into a particular town, and there was actually a checkpoint. I asked the guard, right now, normal checkpoint, action short, blah, blah, blah. I asked the guard, is there a law against that man that's driving 63 kilometres an hour on a 100 kilometre zone riding the white line? That particular guard said to me, no, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I got taken to a guard a couple of months later. I asked him the very same question. He says, yes, he can be done for lack of progress. Now, when you're doing your driving test, car, lorry, whatever it is, you will get points deducted if you're not progressing in your exam. And that continues on when you're on the road as well. Now, some guardies do not know the rules of the road, and some of them do. That's where the confusion is. Like, I could be driving down the road, and I could be acting the maggot, and one guy says, oh yeah, let him off there. But then you come across another lad, and he'll nail you to the wall.
Mm.
See, Gardaí, the insurance companies, all of them have to get together in one big room, set up one set of rules, and stick by it. End of.
Can I say something to you, lads? Can I just say something to you, lads? And I want to say something to you, Gardaí, and yourself, sir, as well.
That's my.
And
goal,
I really mean this.
Yeah.
And it's terrible to say this to you, and I really mean this. Now, as I say, I'm a member of the RSA, and I really mean this, and I don't mean this in a bad way. You ain't seen nothing yet, but the amount of foreigners coming into this country, driving, with no experience, that I've seen, literally, you're going to see road deaths at least treble in this country of Ireland.
I know I'm right.
Because I'm a very safe driver. I've been with the RSA for a long time. What I'm going to say this is going to be shocking. This is ain't seen nothing yet, lads. And I mean that.
Okay,
you know,
I want to bring Carol back in there. Would you agree with that, Carol?
No, not at all.
Okay,
I think
tell
that's
me
ridiculous.
Why is that?
To say that it's foreigners that are causing this problem, like it isn't.
No,
you can look up the statistics.
No, foreigners haven't got a clue.
One of your callers there. I think you two have talked enough for a little time. Please let me finish.
Okay.
Your caller was saying there that he's a member of the RSA. If you look at the reports there, they'll tell you exactly what the statistics are. Now, they could pull the demographics for the nationality of the people, but I guarantee you it would not show up as non-Irish being a major cause of accidents. I think that's a sentiment, and it's a racist sentiment, and I don't agree with it. I think one of the interesting things I saw was 90% of fatalities, of the fatal accidents, happen between Friday and Sunday.
Mm.
You'll see that in the RSA report. 90% of the fatal accidents happen between Friday and Sunday. And I think that says a lot about the demographic, who's causing this, the fatality rate with the demographic of male under 30 on the weekends. That's who you should be looking at, not foreigners. That's a ridiculous sentiment.
Okay. No. Yeah, yes. Go ahead. Yep.
Sorry. What's that caller saying there?
That's Carol.
Carol. I said in the future, Carol. I didn't say what I said. In the future, what you will find is that these people are coming to this country, Carol. And Carol, you must be mistaken if you have not come across one of these.
Hang on a sec. She's stating facts
here. My husband is a foreigner, and he's a much better driver than most Irish people. So I just don't agree with that statement.
Hang
on. Who's this? Is this Sean or Michael? Is it Michael, yeah?
Sean. This is Sean here.
Sean, can I just say something? Yeah. First of all, you can't predict what's going to happen on the roads. You can't be saying that.
I can. I can tell you now, Gareth.
You're psychic, are you?
I'm very psychic, because a foreigner hit me and he went running, and we caught him.
Well,
I'm at the telling
you
this already.
Because you were hit by one.
I'm at the telling you already, Carol, that this guy hit us and he tried to run and we caught him. I'm at the telling you already, and we got him for the guard.
I understand, and he didn't do that because he was foreign. You know.
Sorry?
He didn't do that.
Sorry,
because
Sean,
he was
foreign. Trying to do
the same. He hadn't got a license, Carol. He had no license to drive here, and he was only here the wet day. So you're actually telling me that I'm wrong.
Sean,
is that what you're telling me, Carol?
I'm telling you that you're wrong. It's just one experience,
Sean,
that you have, and then you apply it to everyone.
This is only one to come, Carol. This will be multiplied by 100 million the way that it's going here. That's what I'm saying to you, Carol. That's what I'm saying to you. That's my point is, Carol.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I understand from your own personal experience.
Michael, just Sean, let Michael have it say there. What were you going to say, Michael?
Right. Sorry, Sean. No, your part of it, you were saying your part of the RSA, and that's fair enough. Right. So there's one of the problems there as well, right? That, like, you have people coming into this country, right? And no, I mean race, right? And they are to do drive on other parts on the other side of the road. That's where the government, the RSA, the RD, and the insurance companies have to get together. And if it's a thing that there is a particular person from a particular country that's driving on the wrong side of the road, they have to be educated to the Irish rules of the road.
Mm.
Now, in fairness, the RSA man, the RSA should know that. Like, you know, I can hear you.
I agree with you.
Yeah, well then, like, you can't. An Irishman would hit an Englishman would hit, a foreign national would hit, anybody the very same. Now, you can't just say foreign nationals. Everybody can have an accident.
I'm just stating what happened to me.
understood, but it happened to me as well.
But this guy, I'm just replying to what happened there to the last quarter. He tried to flee, and we got him.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And he was trying to run. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, Sean, thanks for talking to us this evening.
Education across the board, that's what's needed. Doesn't matter what nationality.
Absolutely.
You have.
I'm not disputing that.
Yeah.
Education everywhere. But what I'm saying, and what I said was, is these guys are coming to the country. They're not insured. They're not. They haven't got a bit of insurance. They haven't got a bit of driving experience in their lives.
Well, that's a ridiculous statement because most people who are under...
It is.
Because the insurance companies have stated a fact that of all the people on the road, there's less than 12% of drivers who don't have insurance.
Gareth, they're coming into the country like there's no tomorrow. They don't know where they are. Gareth, are you actually shitting me, Gareth? Seriously?
No, I'm stating a fact.
These people are coming into this country,
right?
Okay,
yeah.
And they're driving their cars from Ukraine, wherever the fuck they're coming from.
Right.
And Gareth, you're actually telling me that they're insured?
Yeah, I'm telling you they're insured. No.
Are you shitting me? Are you shitting me, Gareth?
Sean, you have to calm down for a sec here.
Stop messing, Gareth.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll talk to Danielle. How are you, Danielle?
Hi, Gareth. How's it going?
I'm fine. I need a cold shower. Hang on a sec.
I need one too. Sean's riding me up there.
Sean says that there's going to be hundreds of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people who are going to come in here and have terrible road accidents, and that everybody coming in here who's a foreigner is uninsured. Now, there are things that have to be corrected factually, you know. So I'll let him calm down for a while. Good to talk to you anyway, Danielle.
It's 12%.
It is 12%,
isn't it? Yeah. I checked that. I just checked it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, because I'm going on memory here, but it is 12%. 12% of the people on the roads at the moment are driving without insurance, and probably without a license to drive, and also without tax if they've no insurance.
Don't Irish people do it too?
That's what I'm saying. And the majority of them are Irish people. Like, I have to say one thing on behalf of foreign drivers. They're very most of them are very conscientious. Like, put it this way, if I was to go to France tomorrow and bring my car with me, I would be extremely diligent. First of all, about the fact that the rules of the road are different, that obviously most people are driving left-hand cars. So the first thing I'd want to do is have insurance, be properly taxed, and I'd want to know the way the French road authorities deal with people who, put it this way, don't...
And you would expect that here as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it is 12%. Thank you for that. What do you think is the problem here? Like, Carol made a very interesting point there, and it is true that it's the under 30 male demographic that seems to be in focus here in terms of the carnage that's on the roads at the moment. Why is that?
Are they showing off? Look at me, I'm in a car, I'm brilliant, maybe.
Mm.
That's just my view, because I see it. I live in a small town, right, in Galway.
Mm-hmm.
In Galway. And you see all these young, now, they are young lads, you'd know by them, like, they're driving around with the cars, is it done up to the last? And I've seen them on their phones.
Yeah,
they're not concentrating.
The car is souped up. It's got the trim on. It's got the baffles taken out of the exhaust and the engine and that. And it sounds like something out of Silverstone, doesn't it?
Now, if that's what they want to do, but they need to be more careful and aware, concentrate. So they do. Do you know? Is it the inexperience, maybe?
Yeah, I think there's an element of showing off as well as an element of recklessness. I think it's a combination of both. And I think they've got the music's too loud and they're trying to entertain the five people who are in the car with them. And they're breaking every rule that they can possibly break. Whether they know the rules of the road or not, I don't know. I don't think they do.
No, maybe they probably don't actually, because you see them driving around anyway, like...
There's another trend, and it's a very worrying trend, that people who are novice drivers are not putting up the N on the car, because the first thing that draws attention to is draws attention of the Gardaí. There's a novice driver. So the novice driver doesn't have a fully licensed driver sitting with them. So up goes the hand or the, 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 the Garda bike pulls in front of them. That's an offence.
Oh, is it with the novice drivers?
No, you have to.
They're not learners. Oh, you do. Even with a novice driver.
No, hang on a sec. You're right. Sorry, I take that.
It's a learner, isn't it?
It is. It's a learner. Yes. And a lot of learner drivers are not putting up the L, but also a lot of novice drivers aren't putting up the N.
As well. Yeah. Okay, sorry, I got a bit confused
there. So did I. I think there's a ringing in my head since John was on there.
Oh, it's all right. No, but sure, like, the learner drivers are going to get caught anyway if they're stopped, because they're going to get asked for their learner permit.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's an insurance problem as well.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.